TH. Also it's Halloween season, another import from America. Monsters everywhere. Oh yeah. What glorious contributions that place over there in the West have given us and made to our beautiful world. But it's interesting because, you see, if you look at ancient original cultures all over the world, you find it in Christianity, you find it in China, you find it in India, I think, you know, in the Americas, among the indigenous people. This time of the year, I think it's the beginning of November, is seen as a special time where people performed some kind of ceremonies or practices or meditations, whatever, to get in touch with their deceased relatives. Like in India, they have this expression Pitriloka, that there is a world in the other world when you leave this world, where you stay for a while to look after your children who are still in this world. And this you find in many cultures all over, and therefore there are also practices included in the very cultural fabric, you could say, to sometimes connect, make that connection between the two worlds. So this time of the year is called All Saints Day. Here originally, it's meant, you know, they say that the gate or the connection between the worlds is especially open at this time of the year. Don't ask me, but this is what I read the other day from some old culture. Even some of these old graves, stone formations here in Sweden. I think even before the Vikings. Hello, hello. Had this. They even had the entrance placed in a certain direction, I think the west or something, where that connection again was supposed to be the best. Thus, we can receive guidance from well-wishing Pitas. Now there is this name also Pretaloka, meaning in general those who are, you know, not living here anymore in this world but just outside of it. But Preta also includes those who are dead, so to speak, but not having these physical bodies anymore, but still being earthbound, and that's what we call ghosts. So now this, what's absurd is that it's Halloween. Rather than celebrating the saints or their dear forefathers, it's like, you know, we commemorate the ghosts and the goblins and the ugly, and they get ugly beings who are getting uglier and uglier. Okay, so this from Japan. Train. People like that. So things are topsy-turvy, a little upside down. And well, I guess you, as you saw, shall you reap?